10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Liberal education. I enjoyed one in the 20th century. Now it's under review in the 21st century. I follow this reporting from Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing at Real Clear Politics. This takes the gentlemanly form of a debate in the public sphere by William Galston, a distinguished columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and Christopher Rufo, the author of the best-selling America's Cultural Revolution. Peter, a very good evening to you. I go right to the question of Ron DeSantis, the popular and powerful governor of Florida, and his legislature have in some way defined what they believe is the correct liberal education for their state universities. That is within their purview as legislatures and the governor. William Galston finds fault with their decision-making. And Christopher Rufo challenges William Galston. And there is the public debate. What is it that they're debating at a public university about politics? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John. It's good to be with you. And you summed it up nicely. DeSantis, I think, is mostly on the right side of this question. He has publicly said that we need education in this country, not indoctrination. He sees a lot of indoctrination going on in K through 12 and higher education, indoctrinating in progressive orthodoxy. And by indoctrination, I don't mean mentioning, discussing, analyzing or criticizing. I mean presenting as the one right and unchallengeable view. DeSantis is opposed to that. He enacted and signed into law the Stop Woke Act of 2022. Galston reports on all this. But then Galston complains that the part of the Stop Woke Act would prohibit professors from even mentioning certain ideas about race, class, gender associated with critical race theory. And Galston objects that that amounts to attempting to cure progressive indoctrination with conservative indoctrination. And to a certain degree, Galston has a point.
The point is a good one, except for the fact that what we have right now is a trend, a national trend of thou shalt not, of canceling, of denouncing. I think I see that at public universities, a word or a non-word or an attitude leads to expulsion or branding or some kind of denunciation by the students, by the faculty. So therefore, I believe that Florida is trying to correct that. And Mr. Galston, does he have an answer to what we've been experiencing, something that looks a whole lot like burning books?
Yes. Well, the trouble is that Galston really doesn't have an answer to the problems you've just outlined. He doesn't even mention those problems. To the contrary, he criticizes not only DeSantis, but DeSantis' advisor Christopher Rufo for the remedy they propose. The essence of the Rufo remedy to the problems that you're describing of punishing dissent from progressive orthodoxy in schools on campuses, the beginning of wisdom, says Rufo, is to recognize that education is inevitably political through and through. But how's that consistent with a liberal education, an education for freedom? In a way, the answer's simple. Education does need to be oriented around ultimately preparing young men and women for the rights and responsibilities of citizenship. Rufo emphasizes that that means a certain curriculum. It certainly means no indoctrination. all of that's fair. One only needs to add that the spirit in which one is educated needs to be one that Galston does defend. That is a spirit of free, open, and vigorous exchange, because only free, open, and vigorous exchange, now we're talking about the college classroom, is consistent with forming citizens who understand the work of a free society.
You report that Mr. Galston enjoyed an excellent education about the same time I did. 1960s Cornell, 1970s yes. University of Chicago. Oops. Well, in any event, what we're looking at is someone who read widely, who was assigned the great books and more, and who experienced a classroom where there was no denunciation going on. In fact, that was identified as the villains did the denunciation in history. And you're saying he doesn't deal with this? He's not aware of it? What's going on?
Well, he can't help but be aware of it. After all, even when he was educated in the late 1960s, there were student uprisings at Cornell.
Yes.
But he celebrates his professors, many on the right, a few on the left, who nevertheless in the classroom impelled students to consider issues from all sides. But I do think he is strangely silent about the massive nationwide problems of education that have prompted Governor DeSantis in Florida to act and have actually made an activist out of Christopher Rufo. Galston, from my point of view, actually stops too early in his view about what higher education needs. His focus is almost exclusively on great books curriculum and openness to our civilization's most fundamental ideas. That's an important part of liberal education. But a basis for that, it seems to me, is what Mill recognized, and I think this is what Rufo and DeSantis are after as well. A liberal education ought to also include basic education in our system of government, which is designed to secure equal rights for all, basic education in economic principles, basic education in law as an institution, and basic education in foreign affairs. Now, once you've got the basics, we would like to see an ascent to the great ideas about morals, politics, and faith that constitute Western civilization. But it is not an infringement on the freedom of students for a state university to require a core curriculum in the basics of the American political order. That's an essential part of a state's responsibility in preparing citizens in a free society for citizenship.
Calling upon my education contemporary with Mr. Galston's, I do not remember a class where the professor, in a lecture, told us directly, thou shalt not. I don't remember it, Peter. Thou shalt not, and then fill in the blank here in the 21st century. Am I reading the wrong anecdotes? Because that leads to people being fired.
I have no doubt that you are faithfully reporting your education, similar to my own education, just a little later. But I can tell you, indeed, I've had two conversations, almost random conversations in the last week with students at Georgetown University and a student at George Washington University, leading universities here in D.C., and both of them told me that they have to be extremely careful about what they say in the classroom in order to avoid censure, ostracism, and potentially punishment for the professor if they happen to dissent from what is clearly the party line in the course. This is, of course, an outrage against education. This is the spirit of indoctrination, and it's what Rufo and DeSantis are rightly reacting against, even where they go too far.
It is a public university. The state legislature and the governor are charged with maintaining that university's standards, correct? So they're on good ground here. They're not poking around in private education.
That is correct. And Galston acknowledges that it's a decision for a state legislature and a governor to create a public university. Excuse me, they provide funds for the university. He wants to stop, though, it seems, in the government establishing a curriculum for the university. It seems to me that this is still within the purview of the government, but I do add this important qualifier. The proper aim, it seems to me, for states in our union in creating public universities, again, is the political purpose of help forming citizens. We need some of our citizens to be experts in the sciences. We need other citizens to be able to practice law, contribute to the business world, medicine, and so on. And we need some citizens who at the university level acquire a proper appreciation, which means hearing all the arguments about American government. I see no conflict in a university, in a state government, creating such universities, mandating such curriculums, provided that the state does not tell professors what they may say in the classroom. Once you've got the curriculum, you've got to give the professors freedom. Otherwise, you defeat the very purpose of liberal education.
Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. I'm John.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.